Angela's Remodeling, good afternoon.
Lena, it's Amy with Local Splash.
Oh, hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, honey. So I did like a super deep dive on your on the situation because I'm like, this is just too strange. Like she says she got the calls and all the things. So I figured out what happened, okay? Mm-hmm. So what happened is you dialed the number that we call out from. So you dialed the localized number, the 317 number. You dialed that back in and you got the sales floor. So when that call came in to our sales floor, it came in with the other number ending in 7597 because that's the phone number you were calling from. And that mm-hmm. is what they thought was your UN, your username, right? So they're checking. And because I moved everything over to the 6311, it shows that you don't have an account with us under that number 7597. So that's okay. Why they were like, well, I don't see that you have an account. What do you mean? You know? Okay. Now yes. The mistake here is they should have asked you, what is the phone number for the account that you do have? And I've since coached our staff and I made sure that that mistake will not happen again and everything's been moved over. So moving forward, if you call in, you can always call the 877 number and that's recommended. But if you call the other number, you're going to get a different type of agent. You're basically going to be getting a sales agent and you can say, hey, I have an existing account under this phone number and then we'll be able to look it up. But that explains the problem because I couldn't find any calls under your 6311 account because I moved all of your notes and everything out of that old phone number. I moved them all over to the new account.
Oh, I see. I understand now. Okay. But you know what? Cool. Anyways, I went ahead and just removed that number from my caller ID because I actually had it as a, like the main phone number for Local Splash. So,
okay.
So that's the number
that
I
makes
actually
sense.
Dialed.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm like, and I was also thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I was like, maybe I should have just gave them the new phone number, the 317-512-6311, and they would have located me.
Right, exactly. That's what happened. But we also could have gone a step further and asked you, like, for sure to double-check the phone number. You know what I mean? So we've been coached on our end as well. And just to let you know, from the Google Guarantee team, they said that the Google Guarantee profile is active. All job types and areas look good. The ad has already received four impressions since activated. That means four different times your ads come up as a top option. So it's starting to get traction already. Okay.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call you back and let you know, everything's good and give a full explanation because it just didn't make sense to me. You were like adamant, like, no, I know that I called in and I know that I was called and this doesn't make sense, you know, like, so mm-hmm. I just wanted to deep dive in there and that's what I was doing since I got off the phone with you.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you so much. Thank you for all your help. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And then, Lena, if you don't mind, I'm going to send you a text message with a link. Would you mind leaving us a 5-star review?
Definitely. Yes, I will definitely do that.
And if you mention my name, then I get special kudos, okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Okay.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.